With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump began his campaign for the midterm elections in Clive, Iowa today, touting his work on the economy.
Just after 1 year of President Trump, our economy is booming, incomes are rising, investment is soaring, inflation has been defeated.
President Trump also said his administration has made huge strides in attracting investment during his first year in office.
The number one country anywhere in history in the world, anywhere in history for investment coming into the country. And it's amazing. And it's because of tariffs.
If we lose the midterms, you'll lose so many of the things we're talking about, Trump told Iowans, who are expected to reflect their feelings on his presidency when they vote in two highly competitive congressional races this year. There's no thaw in parts of the South as a fresh blast of Arctic air keeps much of the region gripped by snow and ice. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says there have been a lot of power outages.
We reached a peak of about 180,000. That has now down below 150,000, but it's somewhat like whack-a-mole. Every time one of the utility companies and power companies gets a large group back online, we have another tree fall or we have another limb fall.
At least 42 deaths have been reported in states afflicted with severe cold, including three young brothers who perished in Texas after falling through the frozen surface of a pond. The National Weather Service says more widespread record cold temperatures are forecast for the rest of this week, with eastern Texas through western Pennsylvania under extreme cold warnings. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 408 points, but the NASDAQ rose 215, the S&P advanced 28. This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog is tracking some new trends.
Global Christian Relief is out with a comprehensive report on the abuse of believers around the world. And in the midst of all the bad news, there is some light. The GCR says one of the trends that we'll be watching in 2026 is a budding new interest in religious freedom in the West, led by the United States. The report says, quote, "Nothing shaped the global conversation on the issue more than the return of Donald Trump to the White House surrounded by high-profile Christian political actors." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has announced that the specialized LGBT option will be removed on the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to focus on serving all callers. The hotline will no longer silo gay youth services, which had been the press 3 option for 988 callers in order to prioritize serving all help seekers. LGBT people will still be able to call and discuss their problems. Two big city newspapers that were longtime rivals are coming under joint ownership.
Newspaper publisher USA Today, which was known as Gannett, plans to acquire the Detroit News. It already owns the Detroit Free Press. The two papers recently ended a 36-year joint operating agreement, allowing them to merge aspects of their business operations. And once USA Today takes over, the plan is for the Free Press and the News to continue publishing separately. Rich Thomason reporting.
Caitlin Clark is joining NBC's pregame coverage for Sunday Night Basketball. NBC announced Tuesday that the Indiana Fever star will be part of its team when the Los Angeles Lakers play the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. She'll return on March 29th for another pregame role. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.